Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you'll see what I mean in a minute because we got our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. And she's going to raise all of our IQs. She is an original member of our Brain Trust going all the way back to the early part of 98 when we actually founded the Brain Trust. Which makes her a founding member. She is the president of the Galen Institute, which is an organization that focuses on healthcare public policy, and she is one of the world's experts on that topic, on healthcare public policy. But more importantly, she's our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, it's always such a pleasure to be with you, and the great job you do to keep your listeners informed about the real issues, and that's what make small business work, which is what makes the country work.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Grace Marie. I know you agree with me when I say what's good for small business is good for not only for the United States, but it's good for the world.
For the world, 100% right.
Yeah. And so which brings us to some of the things that are going bump in the night these days for small business, Grace Marie. The constant refrain that I'm getting from the people that I talk to, especially when I travel around the country face to face with small business owners and meet them in a lot of different places, the constant refrain that I keep getting is their attitude is not as positive as they'd like for it to be, primarily because they're uncertain about how things are going to go, and there are a lot of things that are economically oriented that we just have to work through. But there are some things that are being done that are causing this uncertainty, and they're being done by our government. And when I say government, I'm not talking Republican or Democrat. We got violators on both sides of the aisle. But you've got some issues that you're tracking for us that I wanted you to report on that people need to know that's coming up.
Well, I think that one of the real dampers on small business hiring new workers is the uncertainty and the fear, really, about this new health care law.
Mm-hmm.
It is truly, I mean, the anvil is about to drop on small businesses in a number of ways. First of all, there are requirements coming that will require them to provide health insurance for their workers or pay fines, and lots of hoops they're going to have to jump through.
Is that going to be for all employers
if you have fewer than 25, you're going to be exempt. But
okay,
that doesn't mean that as individuals, the sole proprietors are not off the hook, because then they're subject to the individual mandate,
mm-hmm,
which means that as an individual, they have to get the health
If you're not incorporated, you're going to have the individual.
You have the individual as a person, whether or not you're incorporated or not. When you file your taxes, you're going to have to show that you have health insurance, or you're going to face a fine and really be a violation.
How much is that fine going to be? So let's say that we've got somebody out there who is a single mom. She's got a home-based business. She's not incorporated, but she's doing okay in her business. She's got some revenue. She's a successful business owner. She just happens to work from home, for example. What's going to be her obligation to the government?
This single mom is very much going to, I hope she has health insurance. You know, she wants to get this health insurance, and she hopefully has it now. But if she were to find that it's just getting prohibitively expensive, I can't afford this insurance, she then could pay the fine, which escalates up in 2016 to about $600 a year for an individual, and is the top of about $2,000 for a family.
So she paid the fine of that much money, and then what would she get for that fine?
She gets nothing. She gets nothing. She just says basically that's the fine for not having health insurance.
And she, but, does, in other words, the government doesn't come in and say, okay, pay the fine and we'll provide health insurance for you?
No. Well, she could fit into some income category where she may be eligible for
or maybe
government
not.
Subsidies. But, you know, we all wind up paying for that one way or another through higher taxes later on. Right?
So if a young person, let's rephrase that. Let's say it's a young male or female, young man or woman, they're 26 years old. Mm. They're making.
Let's say they're 27.
Okay,
they're
27. They're making $50,000-$60,000. They're single. They live on their own, and they make $50,000-$60,000. And you know, when you and I were that age, we thought we'd live forever.
Right.
If they choose not to have insurance,
they just pay the fine.
They have to pay a fine,
and they pay it on their taxes. And that's one of the things that's so outrageous about this is that the president said there that. This health care bill is absolutely not a tax.
Yeah.
And now they're going before, they're getting ready, preparing their Supreme Court defense on this individual mandate,
right.
which I think is unconstitutional, by saying, no, it's really a tax.
Hold on to that thought, yes. Grace Marie. We're going to come right back after these messages with our good friend Grace Marie Turner. We're also going to get Grace Marie to tell us about the 1099 issue that you may have been hearing about after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever your topic, whatever's on your mind, whatever's making you afraid, or whatever's making you excited. We've got something that you can read, listen to, ask questions about. My blog is there. You can follow our Brain Trust members home. They'll take you. You know, we got links all the way to their sites. If you find somebody that you want to follow, you want to keep up with, you can do that. Like our good friend Grace Marie Turner, who's with us right now, the president of the Galen Institute. Grace Marie has an incredible body of work that she's deposited with us over the years. So I hope you'll check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and our poll question this week, which is right on the homepage. Don't have to go anywhere. Do it all on the homepage. Is about vacations. How do you feel about a vacation right now? So click on that and give us your answer. And when you do, you'll see how the poll's going so far. Grace Marie and I are talking about the healthcare bill, and Grace Marie is giving us some of the details about some of the devil, which is in the details, Grace Marie, about this. And you were telling us that we were talking about the fines that are going to be imposed on people. Now, you know, when you talk about these fines, though, of $600, that doesn't sound like a lot of money, but I do remember, Grace Marie, when Mitt Romney launched his healthcare program in Massachusetts, he had a fine of around $100 a month, I think, if I remember, for that same person, because his point was that when those people got sick, if they didn't have insurance, they were putting a burden on the hospitals.
Well, and guess what's happened? First of all, in Massachusetts, the fine is now about $1,200 a year for an individual, so for not getting health insurance. But what they're finding is two things. First of all, individuals are deciding that, gee, $1,200 to pay the fine is a whole lot cheaper than buying health insurance.
Right.
So I'm going to pay the fine, and then I'm going to get health insurance only when I need it.
Yeah.
So they're finding that people are buying health insurance when they need surgery, when they're about to have a baby, when they've got to have chemotherapy, and then they drop it after their courses of treatment are over. So
well, now, as I remember, Grace Marie, in the Massachusetts thing, the $100 would go toward an insurance policy, if I'm not mistaken.
No, it's just a fine.
Is that right? Okay.
It's a fine. It may go into a pool to subsidize
maybe that's what it
but
was.
But it's simply fine. But since they have something called guaranteed issue, the health insurance companies are required to sell you health insurance, even if you're sick when you buy it. Guess what? People are figuring their game in the system. And they're also finding that hospital, that emergency room visits are going up.
So the new program, the new program that's going to go into effect for the country, the national health care bill, that includes guaranteed issue, right?
Of course, it includes guaranteed issue.
And that has the two problems. Number one is how can an insurance company manage their costs if that's the case,
exactly.
if guaranteed issue. And also the other thing about only buying insurance when you need it.
Right, exactly.
It's a double whammy on them, on the insurance companies, isn't it?
It's even worse because the subsidies for purchasing health insurance, I mean, I'm worried about small businesses because the subsidies for purchasing health insurance are huge if you fit in certain income categories, and it's going to, you know, basically the taxpayer is going to pay for most of your health insurance, which is, again, this huge Ponzi scheme. Where are the taxpayers, for crying out loud? Where do they think the money's going to come from?
And the other thing that I thought was awfully just disingenuous and just a horrible scheme, which is that they're going to collect money from us for 4 or 5 years before the benefits even kick in.
Right, and it's over for, in a number of different ways. The taxes start almost right away, and yet the benefits don't start until 2014, and that's the only way they pretended this cost $1 trillion. It really cost $2.6 trillion in the first 10 years.
This is tantamount to a Ponzi scheme, isn't it?
Oh, in fact, Democratic Congressman Kent Conrad of North Dakota said this is a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
This is a government-created Ponzi scheme.
How do they get away with doing things that they put you and me in jail for? Madoff is in jail for now.
Absolutely. This is a very
going to make Madoff look like Bush League.
Ponzi schemes because they think, well, we'll just tax future generations. At some point, the future generations say, not on my watch.
Isn't that what's happening in Germany and in Greece and Portugal and Spain right now?
Absolutely. And you see it in Japan, young people just not working. They're saying, I'm not going to pay these high taxes to pay for all these entitlements.
And we've already got enough legacy issues like that to make that happen without adding new programs on top.
Right. We're already hit the $1 trillion mark for our deficit just for this year, crying out loud.
Yeah, and the debt now, Grace Marie, when you and I started working together back in 98, national debt was probably somewhere in the 40% of GDP range.
And it's headed to 90.
And now it's 100% of GDP.
Headed to 90, that's right.
Yeah, it's 100% of GDP. Grace Marie, talk to us about the 1099 issue.
Yes, so sort of on the more immediate.
Yeah. Is this part of the health care bill?
Part of the health care bill, and this actually starts in 2012, starts sooner than in another year. This is a provision. Congress decided, you know, they had to come up with all their fake ways of paying for this legislation. And they said, well, we can raise $17 billion over 10 years by collecting taxes on income that people are hiding. So instead of having people file a 1099 just for consultants that they pay more than $600, we're going to have them file a 1099 for every vendor that they purchase more than $600.
Even though the vendor has turned in a tax ID number?
Absolutely, even if they're a corporation, even if it's United Airlines or Staples.
Talk about a paperwork nightmare.
The Pennsylvania a group of associations found that the average small business currently files 10 1099s a year.
They're going to be doing hundreds.
200.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Right back with Grace Marie Turner. She's with the Galen Institute. That's Galen, GALEN.ORG. Tintel, stay with us. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me, having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner. Grace Marie is an original member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of the Galen Institute. Grace Marie, tell us about the Galen Institute.
I'd love for people to join us on our website at galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. They can find all of our work there. And we also have another website that we maintain to really aggregate all the important news about healthcare from a number of different sources at healthreformhub.org. The hub, we call it, healthreformhub.org.
So check all that out, folks, and support the work that Grace Marie does. If you're concerned about the free market economy being assaulted by the health care bill that's recently been passed, then you're going to want to support the work that Grace Marie does because she's out there every day fighting to make sure that you and I are represented at the table. Grace Marie, in the previous two segments, we talked about some of the ugly stuff that's coming at us, including the 1099 issue, which folks, I'll just remind you, according to, and this is going to happen in 2012, right, Grace Marie? If regardless of who you do business with, regardless of even if they give you a tax ID number, which in the past was all you had to have, right? Now they're going to, the government is going to require you to send to file a 1099 like you would for some consultant or contractor, independent contractor, a 1099 for every transaction, right? For every relationship.
Not just every relationship. That's
every relationship.
The way to put it, because you have to aggregate. You know, you have a corner deli that caters lunches, and it aggregate more than $600 in a year.
Yeah.
You got to send them a 1099.
And so we're going to, you know, most of us are going to have our accountants do that, but they're going to charge us for that.
They are. And Congressman Dan Lundgren of California, former Attorney General, currently serving in Congress, has legislation to repeal this, and he's getting bipartisan support. People are outraged.
Yeah, you know something else, Grace Marie. I think this is going to be an IRS nightmare. They can't manage all that information.
And the IRS, their tax advocate, released a letter last week saying, "We're not sure we can manage this. We can't handle
that's going to be a paperwork
of millions of more.
Yeah, they're going to be inundated."
And they're saying that also they're worried about the risk that you're having to collect tax ID numbers for many people, small businesses, Social Security numbers. And you're going to have to be collecting them and giving them to anybody that you do business with, and they have to file them with the government.
And we wonder, and the president is scratching his head why, and Congress, members of Congress are scratching their head as to why small business owners aren't more optimistic about their future.
And this does
aren't hiring people left and right.
And this does nothing to achieve the goal of getting health insurance more affordable for small businesses and individuals. All it does is increase your headache paperwork, because the government needed to show on paper it was going to collect another $17 billion over 10 years.
Right.
The cost to small business of this is just incalculable.
Well, and Grace Marie, what I said early on, I said this a year ago when they started working on this, I said this is not about health care reform, it's about control. And we need look no further than the student loan program. How did that program get swept up in the health care bill?
I know, and it's now you can't.
Now the government has taken over the student health care bill. I mean, that's not about health care. That's about control.
Exactly right.
Grace, what are we going to do about all this? What can be done?
You know, people are outraged, and they've just got to speak at the ballot box. You know, They've got to let the system know Americans are patient. They realize they've got till November now, and they've got to listen to what candidates are saying, decide what side of the issues they're on, and pick the guy or the woman that's on the same side as you are. That's the only thing we can do.
The thing I want to point out to folks is that what's been happening, Grace Marie, this isn't necessarily a Republican or a Democrat issue.
Right.
This is an issue about what do you think about the way this country should go? You may find your alliance in some strange places.
No, exactly, and that's why you really got to listen to the candidates. And I think people are really getting into the details, and particularly on this health care issue, incredibly knowledgeable, which is why they're so outraged that this was passed over their objections. This individual mandate we were talking about before, when you look at the polling on it, only 14% of Americans think that's a pretty good idea.
And yet they rammed it through.
And they've rammed it through, and it's hugely unpopular. They're going to have to repeal this stuff.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it goes. And so, folks, continue to stay involved, continue to stay educated. And one of the ways you can do that, especially on this issue, is to check with Grace Marie Turner at the Galen Institute, and that's galen.org. Grace Marie, thanks for the hard
Always
work you're doing.
Always a pleasure, Jim. You're doing a great service to the country. Thank you.
You too, Grace Marie. I'm so proud of you. Hang in there. Keep up the good fight. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite people on the planet. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. But in the meantime, let me remind you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.